From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're your home for news, information, and today, we've finally done it. We have found the best song in the world for you, and we're going to play it. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, November 9th.
I like turtles.
Yes, he does. Do, little boy. Allie, explain the audio clip that has been captivating our staff.
Okay,
all
first of all, we want to say we know this is really old.
Right,
this is
like
a
weeks,
really old,
weeks old,
maybe even months old YouTube sensation about this kid who's at this festival dressed as a zombie, and this local reporter who's kind of got that cheesy local reporter thing going talks to the kid, and hey, the kid's dressed as a zombie. We should mention his face is painted
like
as a zombie.
It's like a TV, a little local TV news spot.
Yeah, so let's play the whole news spot for you so you get a flavor of how this poor kid's just at this festival dressed as a zombie trying to chill out, and a reporter sticks a microphone in his face.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All makes
right.
sense to me.
You're great zombie. Good times here at the Waterfront Village.
Open good times at the Waterfront Village, definitely.
The great part is that she was just totally unfazed.
She had her clothes up. Well, anyway, Jonathan's a YouTube star. He's been on Bill O'Reilly just from saying, I like turtles. Be prepared to hear that sound clip throughout the show.
I'm going to be in Las Vegas this weekend, and every time I get a 21 at blackjack, that will be my cry. I like turtles. People in Pakistan cannot be happy if they are lawyers or members of Benazir Bhutto's party, because things have just been unraveling by the literally the hour over there. There was supposed to be a rally that Benazir Bhutto, the former prime minister, was going to show up at today. She was then sort of locked in her house, essentially. There have been bombings, all kinds of stuff. We're going to get the latest from a few different angles on what's happening in Pakistan.
And also, a recently released study is saying that abstinence-only education pales in comparison to comprehensive sex education for teenagers. A lot of people debate about this fact, and a lot of times you hear religious groups saying that can't possibly be true, but apparently there are some churches who are starting to agree. We'll take a look at a church that's teaching kids all about sex, says it's a good thing.
And Petra Hayden will be here singing a wonderful a cappella version of Don't Stop Believin', that Journey song. It was really fun when we did it a few months ago, and we thought we'd bring it back for you. We'll also get today's top stories from Rachel Martin. First, though, here's the BPP's big story.